Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In his book, Quality Friendship, Gary Enrig tells about two friends who enlisted in the military, were sent overseas together, and actually fought alongside each other. During an enemy attack, one of the men was critically wounded and unable to crawl back to the safety of his foxhole. The friend lay dying in a kind of no man's land created by the crossfire of the two opposing sides. Hearing the cries of his wounded buddy, the soldier decided to try to rescue his friend. But the sergeant in charge yelled, "It's too late. You can't do him any good. You'll only get yourself killed." Realizing that it was almost suicidal to try, the man nonetheless started crawling towards his friend. He made it too. Then, a few minutes later, half crawling, half staggering, he made it back with his friend cradled in his arms, dead. Rescuing his friend, the soldier himself had taken several hits and now was dying. The sergeant was both angry and moved with emotion as he cried, "What a waste! He's dead and you're dying. It just wasn't worth it." Gasping for breath, the soldier cried, "Oh, yes, it was, Sarge. When I got to him, the only thing he said was, 'I knew you'd come, Jim.'" What could better illustrate the truth of what Jesus once said? "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Have you made the discovery that you have lots of acquaintances in life, and some who want to be known as your friends, especially when you have money or throw parties with good food? But there are few individuals who are real friends, the kind that would risk his or her life for you, the kind that would go to the wall with you no matter what you have done, no matter what happens. Actually, there are three levels of friendship: casual, non-committed, and dedicated. In the first group, there are many who really should be considered acquaintances. Calling them friends is, of course, accommodating and gracious on your part. But if you dropped off the end of the pier somewhere, it would take a considerable length of time for them to find out about your disaster. Few tears would be shed. The second circle of friends is made of the ones you meet socially: church, business, in your community. When your name comes up, they identify with you as a friend, especially if you have money, or better looking, or more intelligent than they. These friends, however, would disappear very quickly if your company went broke or your name appeared in the newspaper in conjunction with a plot to overthrow the local school board. When your name came up, they are the ones who would say, "You know, I was never sure about that guy. There was always something a little shady about him." Take time to count the number of real friends that you have, the ones who are absolutely committed to you no matter what might happen. Should you count as many as you have fingers on one hand, you're blessed. And should you count as many as the fingers on both hands, you should shout with joy. As the writer of Proverbs put it 3,000 years ago, "There are friends who pretend to be friends, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." When you get down to the bottom line, there are a lot of people that you rub shoulders with, acquaintances. Some who, yes, are casual friends, but there are few who are real friends. Be that kind of a person. It may cost you, but it is well worth it. "I knew you'd be there," they might someday say.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.